Hello out there. It's Rebecca, aka Mental Girl, going over the hump. So, of course, I just want to thank my listeners. I love seeing the listener count go up on my podcast. That makes me really feel good. If you like my podcast, please share and please send me a message or leave a message. You can leave a message on Anchor or whatever. I forget the other things that my podcast goes on, but you can leave me a message and just kind of let me know how you're doing. And please share. I'm trying to get the word out about Mental Girl. My getting over the hump is to keep going with this. I mean, I will definitely keep going with this for myself, but to be Mental Girl out in public and to the podcast and websites and books and stuff, I'm just kind of riding over this hump because getting the word out is not easy. I don't like to push. I guess I kind of like it to be a little bit more organic, but I can see that other people who get, you know, their messages out, they definitely do a lot more work. And but I'm trying. I was trying to do kind of like a word of mouth thing. So I really appreciate retweets, shares, anything that you can do to help get the message out. If this really encourages you, inspires you, makes you feel good, please share it. I do really believe in Mental Girl, the idea of an inner superhero. I believe that we all can create one. Just this energy, just this imagination, your creative imagination to just put on a cape. And do the best you have. I do know that the other thing I kind of worry about whenever you do any of the self-care stuff, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it to sift through. But I do know at times, sometimes it can come across as annoying because you kind of feel like too optimistic or too, I don't know what, there are times where I'll go through it too, where you just kind of feel like I'm not in the mood. But just remember that all of this is, you know, this is a life process. This is a life journey. I was so anxious and so afraid to be who I really was. I was just so mean to myself, and that kind of ended up, I would just pick the wrong people to hang out with because I just kind of felt always beneath everybody. And when I started to really feel Mental Girl, I just started to feel more me, I guess. And at the time that I wrote this book, I was still actually really going through some serious anxiety, going through agoraphobia. But I always had this voice in my head that just said, you know, come on, I'm just going to keep trying something. I just have to find my own way. I'll find the people that can help me, and I know that there's a better life. And once I get this, I'm gonna help people, and that's why I really want to help people because, kind of funny. It's like when you get it in terms of you get on the process of really trying to heal yourself and being self-aware and all of that. So let's just say this: this is not I got it. It's great. It's a repetitive thing. You just do it over and over and over again. I catch myself all the time going, wait a second, what's going on here? You wrote these books, you better get on this. There was a point where I was really going through a really rough time and things just got really dark. And I've had some rough times, but this one was pretty bad. And I kept telling myself, you know, when I come out of this, I'm gonna soar and I'm gonna help. And that was a lot of the new self-care talk that I did daily. And that really did help. And then I started coming out of it and started to feel like me. And I'm still, I guess what you'd say, coming out of it. Because all the anxiety and stuff that I had stored in there, you know, it's just shaken off little by little. I just don't slow down. I keep going with my routine. I keep figuring out ways, you know, to release more anger, more anxiety, more stress, more all of that stuff. The other day I was in the car and I was driving with our little dog. I like to go for drives, just kind of check out the city. And I had like one of those old timey like anxiety attacks. Haven't felt that in a while. Did not feel so good. I felt really that dizzy, swoopy. It was like, And I was talking to myself out loud in the car that it's okay. I know where I'm at. I have proof that this works. I'm okay. I had to do so much dialogue. I'm sure my dog was probably like, what's she doing over there? And at first I was sad, like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And, you know, I'm very sensitive. My city definitely looks different. There are homeless encampments everywhere. There are times I just see things that just the city just doesn't look the same. And it gets me. It's just graffiti, trash. I've never seen a city look so blah. So I think that just affects me. And I think an anxiety attack pops out of that. And, you know, it's progress, not perfection. I'm on the journey. I'm on the adventure. And I always remember thinking to myself, there is no cure. It's life. It's dealing with it. It's nurturing yourself, working through it. It was never going to be just never having anxiety again. I don't know, as a human being, that you can really do that, you know? Sometimes I think that's why they call those out of the blue, where you're just going to go in with the flow and you're like, why am I nervous? And then if you go with that thread and all your little voices come in, and when I say voices, it's just, you know, your thoughts that pop in from long ago and they start to scare you. So then you just have to remember, oh, wait a second, I've been doing work. I've got other tools. I've got other things. I've got other thoughts that I can work with those thoughts. And you just sort of, you're, like I say, you keep your current forward. So if you're in a boat and all of a sudden you start wiggling and standing up and panicking, that's going to tip the boat over. You're not going to get where you want to go. So it's like, it's good to just remember, ooh, I think I got to do some breathing here. I think I've got to do some really loving statements. Obviously I had some anxiety that came up. Just like nice talk. Just really nice, gentle tones that I use with myself to get myself back home and relax. And no, I didn't like it. I really didn't. And I ebb and flow through that kind of stuff all the time. But it's just sort of going, yeah, I've got mental girl and I love her. I adore her. She does go dun da da dun. And I really do encourage you, make up your own. Make up a name, make up her outfit, all of it. Just create it. And it's great. And, you know, and that superhero is going to remind you to set all the goals, set and look at your progress, any small, all the small progress, all the little improvements, all the healing. You pat yourself on the back for all of those. I think that it's, you pat your, you know, I pat myself on the back that I worked through that anxiety attack. And then the next day I went for another drive. I sort of decided that I was going to take prettier routes because it does really make me sad to go to certain sections of the city. But, I think that if you look at someone honestly having gone through anxiety, and any of the healers and helpers and psychologists, I really hope that they have had experience with it, because how can you really understand somebody and help them if you haven't experienced it? I mean, you can help them with loving things, and that's true. But having really experienced that, looking in someone's eyes and go, you've been there, you know what I'm talking about, and you can laugh and create things together. And even they admit, like the really good healers, helpers, doctors, all of them, they admit they are not perfect. They admit they go through things too. That's what I love. I love when people are self-aware and their egos don't get too big, you know, basically. And they just admit to their trials and errors. Because unless you're living on a top of a mountain and you're really just meditating all day long, life is life. I think part of this work is just a big part of your self-work is staying on track, doing you, questioning yourself, watching the ego, setting your boundaries. Sure, I don't think it should mean hanging out with people who don't bring you joy. But I also think it's important not to dismiss people just because they think differently. If they're showing their hearts and they're really good people and they're worth getting to know, but you guys have some differences and that anxiety comes up, I say it's a good time to listen. Of course, set the boundaries, set a nice way you want to do it. So for example, I'm going to go into it just a little touchy one, but I see this a lot and it just makes me sad, and I've actually heard it myself. One of the things that I think is really good for your mental health is to have conversations with people that have different thoughts than you. I think it's great, especially when you have created what I call that really nice sort of healthy, nonviolent agreement of communication. But I've heard people who, you know, I have seen them. They are, I guess, what you call spiritual people, or they believe in the stash. I have had loving conversations with them. But all of a sudden, you know, we'll kind of, I don't do this much right now because I just don't have the stomach for arguing with too many people. And I know the people that I have different opinions with, but we've already kind of created up a little bit of a pattern. But it has happened where just loved ones, I'm talking, and we talk about politics, and I get a reaction of, it's sort of like they're appalled and disgusted. They don't have friends who are Republicans. Like, that's it. Or I have followed people on social media that have proudly posted that Republicans aren't religious. I think I saw a post of something like, it's an oxymoron. And I looked at this and I thought, wow, it kind of made me sad because I was like, that's pretty critical, judgmental, dismissive, how do I put this? Because I do know a lot, again, I know a lot of people with diverse thought, and also they're different kind of people, like in terms of cultures, religions, race, gender, all of that. The other thing that's really cool is I also know, you know, I can know, I have, you know, the gay, Democrat, religious, all of that, you know, like on that side. And then I also know gay and black and Hispanic Republicans. And they're wonderful people. I see things that they're doing, charitable things, both sides. Not really the screamers and the yellers. So, you know, it's kind of unfortunate because I think the screamers and the yellers are looking like they're the norm when, no, they're just loud. But in any event, I just know a lot of different people, and I love that. I take pride in that. I think that that's what makes a healthy world, let alone a healthy country, to have that kind of diverse of thought. It's a good checks and balances. It's also opening you up to learning and growing. And the other thing is that when you dismiss somebody, you know, that strongly, and that's why I wanted to make it very clear. I think people have an image of when they label people, well, that person looks like that, that person looks like that, and they don't. They really don't. That's another thing. There's diversity in cultures and religions and people and genders and things like that as well. So you may just want to check yourself if that kind of thing pops out of your mouth. Because how would you feel if you did hear someone say, I don't know any, oh, you fill in the blank. It's got that same sound. You think that it's justifying it because it's like maybe a political belief or yeah, I don't know. You act like it because you like tea and that person likes coffee for whatever it is. I don't hang with people who drink tea. Just check it. Check it. And the reason why I bring this up is a little bit of a mixture, but one is I get sad when I witness others sinking beneath their really true love possibilities, and I want them to pick kindness over that. It makes me sad if they're making assessments based on what the media or news tells them. The other is because I hear their sadness. they feel the world's horrible, especially if they go to that place, you know, people are horrible. They sink into a deep despair. Or if they say, if those people would get out, we could be better. You know, I mean, again, explore that way, that thinking. You know, if we're living on a planet Earth, why would you want anyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, just again, explore it. Feel the feelings, explore your thoughts, but question, are you right? And where did you get your information? Have you talked to all the people? You'll find that when you practice some of this, your heart and mind starts expanding, your anxiety goes down, your anger dissipates, hope returns, you start becoming more energetic to help and heal yourself of stuff. You're very self-aware that you're constantly growing and learning. You know, I have to catch myself to get frustrated that somebody is making a comment that I don't like, you know. Once you start to feel that, and it starts to, it's like it ignites, and you start to feel like, hey, yeah, I really want to do this work. Yeah, it's a bit challenging. But then you start to spread that good stuff around. I mean, we can't control everything, that's for sure. But we can control what goes in and comes out of ourselves. And we can allow that energy to create some really amazing, beautiful energy. So, all right, I went a little bit longer with this one, but I do think it's mental health related. I do think it's a challenging thing. And of course, you got to go at your own pace. If any anger stirred up, just ask why did that stir up? I definitely mean no ill will. This isn't directed at anyone in particular. I was thinking of some memories of friends or posts that I've seen, but again, you know, I was even questioning them. Wow, they're angry or they're sad or maybe they're using their passive-aggressive humor, you know. People do that, and then I don't really know. Sometimes I have had conversations with people that have made comments like that, and I'm able to really question. And then the beautiful thing is when people are really open to growing, they have, like, they question, they actually sort of delight in that I had them question that. So it was kind of cool. And I'm always up for talking about the things that I have to work through too. I'm not perfect. But all right, I went really long. I really hope this helps. If you like this, share it. Visit my website. I've been trying to put new things on. And of course, my books are always available on Amazon. Thank you so much for your support. And thanks for listening. Till next time.